There's a lot of excitement and Oscar buzz around the film The Woman King. What may have gotten less attention is a life-altering triumph that is tied to the film's soundtrack. As NPR's Julie Height now tells us, the singer and songwriter Jesse Wilson was ready to walk away from music until her song Keep Rising was selected as the movie's closing song.
Millions of people have heard this anthem over the credits of The Woman King. Its creator, Jesse Wilson, is returning to the same small East Nashville studio where she recorded it to redo the song for a music video. But this time, she's accompanied only by a piano track laid down in advance.
We're doing it like that for cost efficiency. I'm an independent artist. This is all coming out of my pocket. So, to be honest, I just couldn't afford to have everyone here all day.
Two whole years have passed since Wilson stepped up to this exact microphone, or any mic for that matter.
Well, it's been a minute since I've expressed myself musically. I feel a little nervous a little bit, but I also feel very, very excited. Take the metronome out. Got to understand. More vocal. Haven't even in our hands. From mighty kingdoms of a distant land. Turn the world upside down, yes we can. We just gotta rise up, rise up.
That was just Wilson warming up. She's been a professional performer since she was 8 years old and landing musical theater roles in New York in the mid-90s. In high school, she lied about her age to secure a regular cafe gig, and she was hungry to learn the studio side of her craft when John Legend hired her to sing backup.
Can I come with you to the studio, please? I'll be a fly on the wall. I won't make a sound. I just want to come. And he was like, yeah, absolutely.
Wilson got into songwriting, collaborating with Legend, and contributing material to other R&B stars. She thought she might become one of those herself, but she couldn't get signed.
Being a black woman, being a dark-skinned black woman, being told that that wasn't marketable, being told that no one would really be able to relate to me because of my complexion.
The record deal Wilson had been waiting for became a reality when she moved to Nashville in 2013. There she met a white musical partner named Callie North, and their soul-steeped roots rock duo Muddy Magnolias was a revelation to a country-adjacent scene that made more room for black musical influence than black music makers. Brittany Spencer, a rising country singer, songwriter, and a black woman, took note of what Wilson brought to that business and recently called her to tell her so.
The opportunities that a lot of artists like me are able to get right now, I think it's because little by little, people have been sowing seeds. It was important to me to reach out to Jesse and just let her know, I remember. And even if this space wasn't necessarily ready 5-7 years ago, man, I was there and I watched it and I didn't forget.
When Muddy Magnolias broke up, Wilson started finding her voice as a solo artist on the atmospheric side of rock and soul with her album Phase.
All of the context that people had of me as a vocalist was just this big singer. I made an intentional decision to never open up my voice past a certain place because I had been singing full out my whole life. And I wanted to hear the subtleties in my voice on record.
Around that same time, Tyler, the Creator, tracked Wilson down on social media, urging her to sing on his album, Igor. But those professional landmarks gave way to a string of personal losses. Her beloved grandmother died, and her healthcare worker dad barely survived COVID, which also brought her touring to a halt. Then she lost a pregnancy.
Unfortunately, after 4 months, we lost our child, a boy who we named Willing. It just felt like I was just down in a hole. I kept looking for things to grab onto, but nothing was pulling me out. It's even hard to really like communicate or even think about those times because the despair was just
beyond words. And in her compounded grief, it grew difficult for Wilson to deliver the song she owed her publisher. But one that she did submit after completing it with her co-writer Jeremy Lutito in this very studio was Keep Rising.
Like literally, I wrote it right in the spot that I'm sitting in right now. This couch was here.
Yeah.
I mean, when I wrote the song, I was talking to Black people. There's a part of the lyrics that I'm also talking to myself about myself. Been marching so long. How far is it to get to where we're going? Like, how long do we have to wait in America? How long does Jesse have to wait? When will we be seen as enough? When will I be seen as enough?
Wilson didn't have much hope that anything would come of the song. She lost her publishing deal and turned to making visual art. But on what would have been her baby's due date, she received big news. The director of The Woman King, Gina Prince Bythewood, had searched for just the right music to carry the audience out of the film's closing scene on an uplifting note and decided that Keep Rising was it.
I was sent a group of about 8 songs. I heard Keep Rising and my head was going and my heart was going. It made me feel. And so I listened to it again and really listened to the lyrics. And it was as if it was written for the movie. And one of the things I'm most excited by is I love hearing Jessie's story and who she is as an artist, where she was at the moment that this call came. I love that.
Wilson didn't at all mind adapting a couple of lines or making room for vocals from Benini's legend Angelique Kidjo.
I feel so connected to the intention and their mission for what they want this movie to accomplish in our industries. I want to see more opportunities for women who have a message, who are dark-skinned. If I can somehow open any doors, then I feel like I can hold on to that, the possibility of that, as like my new found purpose.
For NPR News, I'm Julie Height in Nashville.